Suicide, mental health issues, and substance abuse are at epidemic levels. On this podcast, we want to spawn change. Please note that some episodes may contain content that could be distressing to some listeners. Check the show notes for detailed descriptions. Welcome to One More Why, the podcast that explores the raw realities of these crucial topics with honesty, compassion, and empathy. One More Why isn't just about stats or theories. It's about real stories, real struggles, and real conversations. We'll talk to people who've grappled with suicidal thoughts, people who've faced the loss of a loved one to suicide, and experts in mental health, suicide prevention, and substance abuse. Together, we uncover the nuances of everyday decisions and their impact on our mental well-being. Susie's passion is to not only provide valuable information on suicide prevention strategies, but also to offer coping mechanisms for those navigating through tough times. Sometimes it takes just one more why to bring hope and healing. Now your host, Susie Kempf.
Hello and welcome to One More Why. I'm your host, Susie Kempf. In today's episode, we'll be talking about a lot of sensitive topics, supporting loved ones who are facing depression, suicidal thoughts, or self-harm. Remember, a single conversation can have a difference in one person's life. So let's talk about how we can navigate these difficult conversations with compassion and empathy, supporting someone who is struggling with depression, suicidal thoughts, or self-harm requires a lot of understanding and sensitivity. It's important to choose our words carefully to ensure we provide a supportive environment. Let's start by understanding what these terms mean. Depression is more than just feeling sad. It's a serious mental health condition that can impact all aspects of a person's life. Depression can range from, yes, I'm sad in this moment, I'm having a hard time getting out of bed, but tomorrow might look better. But depression can also look like a chronic illness, where you go several days without being able to get out of bed. You don't ever feel like eating. Taking a shower is dreadful. Sometimes you don't even want to brush your hair. Depression is not just a moment of feeling sad. It's something that can seriously disrupt the entire life that you were having in that moment and create a place where you are just unable to take care of yourself and you don't know what to do. Now, suicidal thoughts and self-harm are often manifestations of deep emotional pain and distress. Sometimes when we are in so much hurt and so much pain, we try to find a way to release that pain. And for some people, that looks like self-harm. It could be using an item to cut themselves or burn themselves. It could be something like taking a rubber band and snapping their arm. I know for myself, sometimes when I get really anxious, I pick at my fingernails and the skin around my fingernails, or I bite my lip and I end up getting cold sore. It's important to recognize the severity of these issues and be able to approach them with care and understanding. And one of the first steps in supporting someone is creating a safe and open environment for them to express their feelings. This means active listening without judgment, letting them know that you are there for them, that you care, and that you are not alone. Building trust and showing empathy can go a really long way in providing the support that they need. Words have power, especially when dealing with sensitive topics like mental health. So it's important for us to avoid the cliches or dismissive remarks and instead use language that is supportive and validating and understanding. Phrases like, I'm here for you, your feelings matter, or it's okay to not be okay can make a difference on how someone feels heard and understood. But let's look at some ways that some people might think are helpful to an individual, and let's avoid these things. So here are a list of 10 of the best avoided when speaking with someone in such circumstances. So number one, you just need to think positively. Avoid oversimplifying their struggles by suggesting a quick fix. Depression is a complex condition that requires professional help and understanding. Number two, it's all in your head. This is implying that their struggles are solely imagined or not valid, and this can invalidate their feelings and worsen their sense of isolation. Number three, you're being selfish. Guilt-tripping or shaming someone for their struggles can create further distress and may discourage them from seeking help. Number four, just snap out of it. Depression is not a choice or a phase that can be easily overcome with willpower alone. Such statements minimize the seriousness of their condition and can be dismissive of their pain. Number five, you're too sensitive. Invalidating their emotions by suggesting they're overly sensitive and only adds to their feelings of vulnerability and isolation. Acknowledge their emotions instead. Number six, you have nothing to be sad about. Avoid comparing their situation to others or undermining their feelings of sadness. Everyone's experiences are unique, and minimizing their struggles can be harmful. Number seven, you're just seeking attention. Accusing someone of attention seeking may deter them from opening up and seeking the support that they need. Remember, they are likely already feeling misunderstood and alone. Number eight, why don't you try harder? Pushing someone to do more without acknowledging the severity of their struggle can make them feel like a failure, worsening their self-esteem and discouraging progress. Number nine, have you tried a certain remedy or treatment? While suggesting resources or treatments can be helpful, be cautious not to impose solutions or invalidate their personal journey. Encourage them to seek professional help instead. Number 10, I know exactly how you feel. Everyone's experience with depression and self-harm is unique. And this goes outside of just depression and self-harm. This can go into our general life. Claiming to fully understand someone's feelings may inadvertently dismiss their individual struggle. Instead, express empathy and a willingness to listen. When someone you care about is struggling, creating a safe and supportive environment is crucial. Listen actively without judgment and offer your presence and empathy. Let them know that you are there for them and that their feelings are valid. Building trust and fostering open communication can help create a space where they feel heard and understood. Remember to take care of yourself as well as supporting someone through challenging times. It can be emotionally draining, so make sure to practice self-care and seek support when needed. Over the next few weeks, we're going to hear some stories about individuals who have had to overcome their struggles with depression, suicidal thoughts, and self-harm. These stories of resilience and hope serve as reminders that recovery is possible and that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Their journeys can inspire others who may be facing similar challenges. I want to thank you for joining me on One More Why today. And remember, supporting someone through their darkest moments requires compassion, understanding, and patience. Your support can make a difference in someone's life. Until next time, take care of yourself, each other.
If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts or self-harm, please reach out to the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline by calling, texting, or chatting to 988.
You've been listening to One More Why. Susie is a crisis counselor, armed with a background in psychology and criminal justice. And it's her true passion to bring more awareness, hope, and empathy to people who struggle with suicidal thoughts, addiction, and mental health issues. There's hope for everyone, but not unless we have some really hard conversations and listen to people with real stories and real struggles. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And most of all, we hope you've gotten something from it. If you know someone going through these issues, please send them over to listen to the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find our website at onemorewhy.us and find us on Facebook at One More Why. Remember, sometimes it takes just one more why to bring hope and healing. See you next time.